אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, article the shofar of the Messiah.
זה לא מאמר, זה טיוטה.
It's not an article, it's a draft, it's a maybe preparation.
בעל הסולם
for בעל הסולם wanted to write an article, but before he wrote an article, he laid out the plan, what he's trying to scrutinize, and that's what we have here. Sadly, he never completed the article. We have only the preparation, the draft, but nevertheless it can give us a lot. Let's read it. It's not a lot. We should know what is his, how his mind works.
Article, the shofar of the Messiah. Redemption only through Kabbalah. Know that this is what it meant, that the children of Israel are redeemed only after the wisdom of the hidden is revealed to a great extent. As it is written in the Zohar, with this composition, the children of Israel emerge from exile.
In this composition of the book of Zohar, Israel came out of exile, meaning all those who yearn to come to the revelation of the Creator will come to it.
This is because at that time there was hope for redemption, as the writing of the Zohar, which began in the days of Rashbi, was during the days of Bar Kokhba. Rabbi Akiva, Rashbi's teacher, said about him, "There will step forth a star out of Jacob." Also, after the ruin of Beitar, there was great hope.
Meaning they had what to count on in order to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, to discover it in the book of Zohar. They wanted to do it, but they saw the world is advancing towards darkness and towards closure. So although they wrote it, they concealed it and continued as best as possible. That's why the writing and the concealment of the Zohar.
Writing the Zohar and concealing it. Because of this, Rashbi permitted himself and disclosed the wisdom of the hidden books, the Zohar and Tikkunim.
He saw, according to this, to the development of the world, how the world is after the destruction of the people of Israel in the land of Israel. No one was studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. This whole thing is about to disappear. So in order to provide a message for the future generations that want to return to connection with the Creator, that they would have a source in their hands, he allowed himself to write the book of Zohar.
However, it was with great care, since he permitted only Rabbi Abba to write, for he could disclose with intimation. So only the sages of the children of Israel would understand, and the sages of the nations would not understand.
Not just people who are studying Torah or other books, for them to understand what is the essence of reality and the upper governance and providence, but only those whose heart is drawn to it, for them to engage in the book of Zohar, and by that to come to the understanding, the revelation of the Creator.
For fear that the wicked would know how to serve their masters, for this reason, as soon as they saw that the time was too soon for Israel's redemption, they hid it. That was at the time of the sages, the Sevaraim, since we find much that our sages, the Sevaraim, wrote their matters inside the Zohar.
In short, that concealed the wisdom of Kabbalah. Even the book of Zohar itself was concealed.
Title: Disclosing the Kabbalah is the Creator's Will. Indeed, it was the Creator's will that it would appear. This is why it wandered onto the widow of Rabbi Moshe de Leon. She inherited the manuscripts from her husband, and he probably told her nothing of the prohibition to disclose. And she, by chance, put it up for sale.
Yes, we know that about 1,000 years later, during the time of Rabbi Moshe de Leon, those were the Middle Ages, not in Israel, but in Spain, the book of Zohar found its way there, and Rabbi Moshe de Leon had it. He studied from this book, and when he passed away, his widow, his wife, sold this book to a bookseller. And that's how the book of Zohar appeared in the world, since no one knew that it should have been revealed.
Israel's troubles are because of the disclosure of Kabbalah. Indeed, to this day, this matter caused many ruins in the house of Israel for the above reasons.
Revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah brought on the development of various other wisdoms, philosophies around the world, and eventually it help usher in the wisdom, science, philosophy, the emergence of various religions, belief systems. Everything kind of grew out of that, and that's why it caused lots of problems to the people of Israel, meaning it made it more difficult to reach the Creator directly and truthfully. Everything is already surrounded and enmeshed with various ideas and philosophies and preconceived notions, and that confuses people. We don't understand how much our brain absorbed all those things. When the wisdom of Kabbalah started to spread among the people, everybody began to understand it how the way they felt like, and we can't relate correctly, directly to the revelation of the Creator, to the created beings.
The benefit from disclosing the Kabbalah. However, there is no bad without good. Therefore, this control that the nations have obtained by stealing the secrets of Torah gave a big thrust to the development of holiness. In my assessment, we are in a generation that is standing at the very threshold of redemption. If we only know how to spread the wisdom of the hidden to the masses.
Nevertheless, we're in a state, we've reached a state where it's permitted to open the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's allowed to reveal it, and we are ready, although through various indirect forms, but we've reached a state where we are facing the wisdom of Kabbalah. It depends on us how to accept it and use it and reveal the Creator and our eternal life.
First benefit, apart for the simple reason of he has swallowed down riches and he will vomit them up, for this will reveal to all what is between my son and my father-in-law, and the difference between the core of the nucleus and the upper klipa, from which all the sages of the nations in the world peeled. This is because all the camps of Israel that have denied the Torah are sure to return to the Creator and to His work.
There's truly a great profit in the fact that everyone is moving away from the Creator and then from afar coming back to Him.
Second benefit. There is another reason for it. We have proof that there is a precondition for redemption. For all the nations of the world to acknowledge Israel's law, as it is written, and the land will be full of knowledge. As in the example of the Exodus from Egypt, where there was a precondition that Pharaoh too would acknowledge the true God and his laws and would allow them to leave.
Meaning, nevertheless, thanks to the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the book of Zohar, during the times of Rabbi Moshe de Leon, we see a great boon in that benefit. It prepared the nations of the world through philosophies and various wisdoms. They received it and misunderstood the Zohar. Nevertheless, it provided a certain preparation for understanding it today correctly.
Redemption through disclosing the wisdom of Kabbalah to the nations of the world. This is why it is written that each one from the nations will hold a Jewish man and lead him to the Holy Land. It was not enough that they could leave by themselves. You must understand from where the nations of the world came by such a will and idea. Know that this is through the dissemination of the true wisdom, so they will evidently see the true God and the true law.
Meaning, after all, throughout the whole world, thanks to religions and belief systems and various spiritual methods, everyone has, as a result, some connection with godliness. Of course, it's distant and distorted. Nevertheless, it's there. And from that, we can continue and correct it and take it all the way to the Creator.
Dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the entire world. The dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar, a horn. And like the shofar, the horn, whose voice travels a great distance, the echo of the wisdom will spread the world over, so even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is godly wisdom in Israel.
We have to disseminate. That's what I keep saying. We have to disseminate to all the nations, the whole world, that there is an opportunity to reveal the upper force, and by that, specifically by that, we can change our corporeal life and bring ourselves closer to spiritual life, eternal life, and it's all in our hands already.
The revelation of Kabbalah to all the nations is the revelation of Eliyahu. This task was said about Elijah the prophet.
It's a special force that reveals the Creator, that spreads among everyone. It's a thought, a desire like that.
Since the disclosure of the secrets of Torah is always referred to as the disclosure of Eliyahu. It is as they have said, let it rest until Eliyahu comes. And also, the Tishbi will answer the questions and the problems. This is why they said that 3 days, a known intimation prior to the coming of the Messiah, Eliyahu would walk on the hilltops and blow a great horn.
Meaning, first we have to reveal what we call an attraction to the Creator, which is the call, which is called Eliyahu, Elijah. He gives every heart, every brain a desire for the revelation of the upper force of the Creator. He pulls all of humanity to the revelation of the Creator in a feeling in the heart and understanding in the brain. It has to be. We can't continue to exist in this way. This is the meaning of the revelation of Eliyahu, Elijah. And after that, we have the revelation of the wisdom of truth.
Disclosing the wisdom of Kabbalah to all the nations is a precondition for the complete redemption. You must understand these intimations. The issue of the shofar is only the disclosure of the wisdom of the hidden in great masses. It is a necessary precondition that must be met prior to the complete redemption. And the books that have already been revealed through me in this wisdom will testify to it. That matters of the greatest importance have been spread out like a gown for all to see. This is a true testimony that we are already at the threshold of redemption, and the voice of the great shofar has already been heard, though in the distance, for it still sounds very softly. Indeed, every greatness requires prior smallness, and there is no great voice if it is not preceded by a soft sound. And this is the way, of the shofar, of the horn. Its voice grows progressively. And who better than I knows that I am not worthy at all of being even a messenger and a scribe for disclosing such secrets, much less to understand them down to their roots. So why has the Creator done so to me? It is only because the generation is worthy, as it is the last generation which stands at the threshold of complete redemption. For this reason, it is worthy of beginning to hear the voice of the shofar of the Messiah, which is the revealing of the secrets, as has been explained.
Meaning, it's all for us to realize our role, to connect, come to the revelation of the Creator, and spread this knowledge around, this feeling, this revelation to the whole world. Okay.
Moscow 1.
No,
because it wasn't at the right time.
Because it didn't come in time, when it only brought on troubles.
It was the Creator who did this.
What do you mean the Creator did it? Who's the Creator? The Creator is the highest law of creation. Just as you study the laws throughout all of reality, all these are individual laws, special laws that are part of the general law, which is the Creator. Can you complain to them? Can you do something? If you will ask correctly, then in your request, in your desire, by raising yourself to the degree of the desire, with your desire, you can act. But just like that, how can you relate like this to the Creator, that He can do it this way or that way? The Creator is the general law of the integral reality. If you take all of reality and some how it exists according to its inner laws, this is called the Creator. And more than that, we don't understand and we don't know, and you shouldn't relate to it as if the Creator is like a person that I ask of Him and He will do it. If I know how to influence reality in the correct way, meaning to advance it towards the purpose, its purpose, when I can do it, I am able to do it, then I do it. After all, each one needs to find his place, how he brings all of reality to that goal. To think like you is think more. Okay? PT19.
So he says that the beginning of every greatness it starts with smallness. So the generation now is opposite. It's horrible.
writes differently. He says it's an excellent generation and it's rewarded with the revelation of the Creator advancing towards Him.
Fantastic. And what's so special about this generation, if I may ask, that no one cares about anyone else?
You have such a view, such a crappy view, as you say, because each one flaws according to his own flaws.
I see how people are talking. I see how people are behaving. That's my job.
This is the correct way for revealing the Creator, as the light excels from darkness.
The people are horrible.
It's not horrible people. It's the Creator who reveals their broken will to receive in them. But He did.
But how to correct this?
Anything bad you say about reality is something bad you say about its origin, its source, meaning the Creator.
And do you see that this can be corrected by the Zohar?
If you will correct yourself, you'll see reality perfect.
German 1, Nigmor Bize.
German 1, will conclude with that.
What implies the complete redemption? How will this look like?
When everyone connects together, discovers and discover the Creator between them in practice, in the connection between them. That's it. And let's try to do it throughout the day today. Info.
A few announcements. We'd like to notify that we already are now, in these very moments, everyone will get a survey that we ask you all to fill it out at the end of the lesson. You can do it also as a TENS action. There are a few options, and you can answer one or more options for a 30-minute session together with Rav, like we heard in the lesson. And in addition to that, we'll also send it to everyone in the booklet that our friends made. So thank you to our wonderful team that worked on it, Ria Koka, for collecting the materials and preparation of the ebook. And now we'll move on to the schedule. So today at 6 p.m. we're meeting for a live lesson with Kabbalah Bnei Baruch instructors. And it's possible that the schedule is not final, because if we get enough responses for the survey, we might already go live with Rav, and then we will update you all. So that's it. Let's conclude with a song.
Преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели слиться с Ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. If your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light, because together we can.